Welcome to the Quality Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, David Friend. Today we're continuing our series dealing with living life with purpose. And today's podcast is entitled Living with Abundant Purpose. Now, how is it possible to live with abundant purpose? I guess you might ask, what is abundant purpose? You know, we can prove all of these things through the Word of God, through the Scriptures. Why do so many decide to live without hope of abundant living? We need to understand why God wants us to live with abundant purpose. But let me ask you this question. Is it wrong to have a desire to live abundantly? Well, I don't think so. In today's podcast, we're going to address all those topics, and I pray that you'll be touched by it. And so let's pray and ask for the Holy Spirit's guidance. Heavenly Father, I thank you for who you are. I thank you for this opportunity once again to bring your word to those who are listening in today. I pray that you would bless the listeners, that their hearts will be open to receive what your word has to say and what this podcast will bring forth as it's being led by the Holy Spirit. Now I ask the Holy Spirit to take complete control. I yield to you. I submit all my thoughts and plans to you and ask that you would guide and direct us through this teaching. I'll thank you for it now, and I give you the praise for what's about to take place. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, once again, the best way to answer the questions I've given you, and I've got several questions that I started off with, we can go to God's Word and we will find the answers to all these questions. The first scripture that the Holy Spirit placed in my heart is found in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20 and 21 in the New Living Translation. Let me read that to you. Now all glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power at work in us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Verse 21, glory to Him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen. Well, this passage has all the answers, quite frankly, to every question that I mentioned in my introduction, all the comments that I made. I believe that scripture deals with them all. So because of that, let's take a little more time, look at the scripture and see how it relates to us living with abundant purpose. So let's first see what the Holy Spirit wants to tell us. Let's hear what He's saying to us as we read the words once again in this particular passage. I won't read the whole scripture again, but I will read to you just some of the key words that jumped out at me as I was reading it. First of all glory to God. It starts off by saying everyone must give God glory first for anything that's going to take place in our life that's good. Abundant purpose and every promise from God requires giving Him glory and giving Him honor and giving Him praise and knowing that He is the source of every good and perfect thing that comes into our life. Number two, it talks about who is able. Now, we may believe that God is able, but here's the question. Do we believe He is willing to help us live abundantly? A lot of people say, well, yeah, God has all power, all authority. He has all that. He's omnipotent and omnipresent and all these things. But, you know, we know He's able, but does He really want to bless me? Does He really want to bring that into my life? Why would He want to do that? And so as we go through today's podcast and then the following podcast that'll be dealing with the issues of purpose and abundant purpose and living that abundant life that Jesus talked about, we're going to go through that in these next through podcasts, and I hope that you'll stay tuned to them so that we can share them together. Number three, it talks about His mighty power, and that's wonderful. We know about that, but listen to this, at work in us. Now, that's the part that just ought to put a chill in your spine. That's a part that ought to cause you to scream hallelujah and give God praise, because His mighty power, and we all know about God's mighty power. He created the earth. He created the universe. God created everything that is and ever will be. God is the creator. But that power of God, that incredible power of God, is at work in us. Now, think of what that means to us. The power of the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, three gods in one. We don't serve three gods. We serve one God in three persons. Some people call it three personalities, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, living in us and at work in us. It's not just living there dormant. You see, the blessings of God and the power of God are living and active in us. And therefore, God wants to use that, the power of His Holy Spirit in us, to bring us forth to have purpose in our life and to have more than just getting by, but abundant purpose. So many Christians think that their Christian walk is to just kind of get by in life. Well, as long as I got a roof over my head, as long as I get to eat food, as long as I have clothing on my back, I don't have to worry about anything or accomplish anything great, as long as I'm just a good person. No, that's going to rob us of what God wants to give for us. Remember, Jesus said, He wants us to give us life more abundantly. And that's not just getting by. That's not just barely making it. We're to thrive. We're to prosper. We're to be successful. We're to have great purpose in our life. And we can have abundant purpose to do abundant things that'll bless God first and then bless us and then bless others. That's what I believe this podcast, quite frankly, this whole series is about, is how we can truly learn how to live with purpose and that abundant purpose that God intends for His people. Now, number four, to accomplish infinitely more, of course, infinitely means there's no limit there, there's absolutely none, then we might have ask or think. So God is able to accomplish more, it says, accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or even think. Now, that kind of reminds me, when I thought of that, and the Holy Spirit told me to write that down and to share that with you guys, you know, it reminded me of this podcast. When this podcast started, I thought, well, it'll be nice. I'll get to do some preaching on the podcast, and I'll use some of the books that I've written, and because that's all the research God has given me, and use those as tools to put these podcasts together. And I thought, well, you know, I might do that for 6 months or a year or so and just kind of see how it goes. And maybe there'll be a few people who will listen to it, or maybe a few states around me may listen to it, or whatever, friends or family. I had no idea, absolutely no idea, that God would take this podcast. And I'm not saying it's phenomenal and the greatest in the world and all that, but it's something that's way beyond what I could imagine or even think. And when I found out now that 140 countries around the world have downloaded these podcasts, and that tens of thousands and tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of people all over the world have listened to these teachings, that's more than I could imagine or even think. And to God be the glory. Not me, to God be the glory, because He can accomplish infinitely more than we can imagine or even think. Now that goes along with having abundant purpose. I believe one of the things in my life that God wanted me to do was preach the gospel, to share my faith with others, and to lead people to Jesus Christ, share how it is and how you can become a follower of Jesus Christ. I believe that with all my heart. I had no idea, though, He would use me to write. I've now completed 7 books. Now, once again, I'm not boasting or bragging. I'm just telling you what God has done. And now we've had, now this is our 310th podcast, and it's just amazing to me to think how God has blessed it and how He's got infinitely more than I might imagine or even think. We haven't arrived, and you haven't arrived, just because whatever is good in your life, whatever you've accomplished so far, that's just the beginning of what God wants to do in your life. God has a great plan. He's able. He's got the work and the power of the Holy Spirit inside of us. He wants to bless us, and He can accomplish more than we can imagine or even think. All right, number five. Glory to God, it says, in His church. Now that's us. In Jesus, it says. This applies to every believer, our followers of Jesus Christ, that there should be glory to God in His church, and that God wants to bless all of those in His church. And number six, all of this is for all generations forever and ever. Some people say, well, you know, there was a move of God back in the 1600s, or there was a move of God in the 1800s, or there was a move of God in the 1900s, or in the early 2000s. And so that's probably come and gone. And so maybe you're not going to see that kind of great revivals and things take place again. Just don't believe that. God has a plan for the greatest revival that'll ever take place on the earth. It hasn't happened yet. It's coming. We may be in the middle of it. We may have to be in the beginning of it. But I know that I know that I know that God's power never ends. It has no limits, and that God is going to bring forth His goodness, His purpose for us, for abundant living and abundant purpose in our life to all generations. Now, in the book of Genesis, let me go back a little bit. God promised Abraham that he would be blessed, and that all of Abraham's descendants, generation after generation, would be blessed. And you know, as followers of Jesus Christ, we live under Abraham's blessing. That blessing that was given back, you know, thousands of years ago to Abraham and his family, that is going on and on. And the blessings that God gave to Abraham follows all the way through to those of us who are followers of Jesus Christ. God's going to bless us. He's not going to stop blessing us. He's never going to lose His ability to bless us. He'll never lose His desire to bless us. And so we just need to serve Him, put Him first, honor Him, and live life according to His purpose. That's why I felt so led to do a series on purpose. Now, I know there's so many books written on purpose and so many podcasts on purpose, but I just felt that God had something unique for me to share and that I would share that with the audience that God has placed before me, and that will then other people will receive the goodness of God and the blessings of God and understand that we all have a purpose and a plan in our life, and it all came from God. Now, I want to encourage you. If you get into kind of the mully grubs, I call them, that means the down, you're down, you're frustrated. Some people call it a funk. You know, they use that word to say you're just kind of depressed or discouraged or kind of down and out. If you're feeling any of that, you feel that in your life, get Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21 and read it. Listen once again as I move on from this. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work in us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen. All right, well, praise the Lord for that. All right, let's move on now. We all know that God promises us throughout his word that he will bless us and that he has so many promises. Remember I said there's 7,000-8,000 promises in God's word for his followers. And so there we got to understand it and know that he promises us that he created us with a purpose. And that purpose is to be a blessing in our life. And that purpose is to build the kingdom of God. And that purpose is to build us as individuals in the kingdom of God. And that purpose will be a blessing beyond and outside of just our own life. You know, I'm in the midst of some things at our church where the pastor came to me and said, could you help with the care ministries in the church and just help the people that are sick, and maybe there's people who need food, they need clothing, whatever it might be, could you assist in that? And I just jumped on it and said, I would love to. Be very happy to be a part of that. And I found out as soon as I accepted that, all of a sudden God started sending me people who had needs. It's interesting. Before I was a part of that, I had a few people here and a few people there that might need something, might need some prayers, might need maybe a little assistance financially, or maybe a little help with some food in their cupboard. And those things would come, but there wasn't a lot of it. But as soon as I was asked and I accepted that, all of a sudden, a new area of ministry kind of expanded. Now, I've been doing a lot of that for years, but all of a sudden, there's a real focus there. And God now has all of a sudden sent numerous people from all over the place with needs and need prayer, and they're in hospitals, and so they need help. So once we say okay to God and he says, all right, I can use you now, I need you now, and he wants to use us, then he will open up opportunities for us to be a blessing to other people. And that will be also part of the purpose that he has for our lives. We know that Jesus said in John 10:10 that he came to give us life more abundantly. Then why can't we have abundant purpose? Why can't we live that abundant life? Now, I need to pause for a moment here, because when you use the word abundant or abundantly or abundance, then a lot of people start getting turned off and they're saying, well, you're just talking prosperity and it's all about money. And if I give $10, I'll get $1 million from the bank. That's not what this is about at all. This has nothing to do with that at all. Abundant living is far more than just finances. However, there is a piece of abundant living that will deal with our finances, because we've got to take care of our needs. We like to have funds to bless our church and to bless other ministries and to help others, but Jesus wants us to live that life, and I believe we can have abundant purpose in our life. So we can claim abundant living and abundant purpose based upon God's word. We can overcome the challenges in life, the attacks from the devil that come at us all the time, because of God's word and because of the power of the Holy Spirit who lives and dwells inside of us, and because that God is able and willing to bless us. So let's look at another scripture that I think is really wonderful. It relates very, very well to this particular topic that we're on today, and that is to live with abundant purpose. It's found in 1 John chapter 4, verses 4 through 6 in the New Living Translation. But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people, because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. Now, I've heard that scripture many, many times, and I've said it many, many times, and I've quoted it many, many times, but I tend to focus on the back part that says the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. But that second part of that scripture requires the first part of the scripture. John wrote these words, remember, but you belong to God, my dear children. Listen to this. You have already won a victory over those people. Now, who are the those people? What is the those or that thing that causes us the problem to need to understand that the Spirit who lives in us is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world? You see, 1 John 4, 4-6 is talking about the things in life that try to rob us of having an abundant life. The scripture is telling us that you have already won the victory. That means all we must do is claim the victory. There's something that I use all the time in praying for people and for people to believe that God's already sent the answer, and that is that we can call forth those things that are not as though they are. So when we're facing trials, we can call forth the victory in it before we receive the victory and believe for the victory and live in the victory before we receive the victory. That means living above our circumstances and living in the area and the realm of God's ability and God being able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond anything we can imagine or even think. We can call it forth and believe for it, even though it hasn't happened. You see, in John, 1 John 4, verses 4 and 6, you know, it says something so powerful. He was referring to false prophets or evildoers or anyone who attempts to teach false doctrines. All that, if you continue to read that scripture, and I don't want to take the time to do that in this particular podcast, but if we continue to read that scripture, we'll see that John is speaking about the powers that come after us. And I'm telling you right now, I believe there's people out there who are facing challenges. There's people out there who need to believe that God is going to bring abundant purpose into their life, and that God, not only is he able, but he's going to do it in your life. So I want to pray for you. I just want to take a moment and stop right now. I feel the Holy Spirit wants me to do that. And I want to pray for you that you can take authority over these things in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for those who've come to this podcast, maybe with concerns, questions, or doubts about their purpose in life and this idea about living an abundant life. They struggle with that. Father, I speak life and hope into them. I speak the word of God and tell them that the Spirit who lives in them is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. And Lord, that you would help them to receive strength from that the Holy Spirit would comfort them to take strength and confidence and be encouraged by that word, that they will overcome those people, those things, those issues, that job, that marriage, that wayward child, that financial crisis they're going through, or maybe a physical problem, Lord, that they will take authority over that in the name of Jesus, and they can believe that God's Spirit is greater than anything that can come to attack them or try to take over their life and their joy and their happiness. Bless them and keep them, Father, I pray. And I believe, Lord, they're going to have a new attitude, a fresh outlook, Lord, on living that abundant purpose that you've called for them. For I ask this thing now in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, I tell you, I could stop right there and this would be a complete podcast, but there's a couple things yet I still want to share with you, a couple scriptures that I think are crucial to help put this all together and complete this teaching. We know that Satan does not want followers of Jesus Christ to have abundant purpose, period. We know that. That's absolutely a fact. Here are a few scriptures I believe that'll help us live with abundant purpose. And so let me share a couple of them with you. And I want you to be blessed by these now as you listen to them, receive them, take them in, and claim them for yourself, for you personally. John chapter 16, verse 33, New Living Translation. Jesus is talking about the challenges that we will face. In verse 33, it says this, "I have told you all of this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world." You know, this is another passage of scripture that we need to remind ourselves of, that Jesus can overcome anything. And he's overcome all the trials. He overcame death in the grave. He overcame the crucifixion. He came back to life and now sits at the right hand of the Father. And because of that power and that strength that he had, he's passed that on to us through the Holy Spirit to come to us and dwell in us, to comfort us and to help us and to carry us through life's trials. And he wants us to know that anything we're going to face, because he was telling his followers, you're going to have sorrows, you're going to have a lot of trials, but he says, I've overcome those trials. I've overcome the world, he says. Now, King David faced many challenges also. During one of those times when he was really under a battle, I believe that the Spirit of God moved upon him and encouraged him to write the psalm that I'm about to read to you. David faced a lot of bad stuff. People look at David and they say, well, he was a big rich king and he had all this and he had all the wealth you could imagine and all that. He went through a lot of problems. He brought some of those problems on himself. He was faced with trials before he became the actual king of Israel, and he faced so many battles, and he had his own personal problems, and he fell into sin, but God touched him, and after he sinned, he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, renew a right spirit within me, take not thy presence away from me, and he just said, I need you, God, more than anything else. He repented of that sin, and God forgave him. So in the middle of all this that he's going through, in the book of Psalms, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, it's a wonderful scripture that'll help continue to tie this message together, living with abundant purpose. Here's Psalm chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Many people say, who will show us better times? Let your face shine on us, Lord. You have given me greater joy than those who have abundant harvests of grain and of new wine. Now what that's saying is, even in the trials, David had joy, and he had peace in his life. And even when, before he became wealthy, before he had all those financial successes and breakthroughs and victories and all that, he knew that God was with him and he would carry him through these trials. David is saying, wealth will not bring abundance. We tend to think it will here on earth, and that's so wrong, because when money, we think money is the source of our abundant living or the source of our purpose in life or abundant purpose, then we've lost what God's teaching us in his word. Because the Bible warns us about money, warns us about wealth, that the love of it is the root of all kinds of evil, and because of that, people have strayed from the faith. And so we've got to understand that David said, even though I didn't have it at times, I had abundant life. So those of you who may be struggling with your finances, maybe struggling with relationships or marriage or whatever it is, kids, parenting, whatever it might be, a job, whatever it might be, God wants you to live that abundant life. He wants you to have an abundant purpose in your life. And so I believe he's brought that into our lives because he's brought the Holy Spirit to us to help us. Now, as I come to the end of this podcast on Live with Abundant Promise, I want to read you a powerful scripture about, I think, abundant purpose. It's found in Romans chapter 12 and verse 13, New Living Translation. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow, listen to this, with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. So that's another plan, another promise, another guarantee that God wants to bring abundant purpose into our life and wants us to have a life that's filled with joy and happiness, filled with success. And I'm not just saying big cars, fancy houses, and all that stuff, although those things can be fine. I'm saying that we can live abundantly because of our walk with God and because of the purpose that he's placed in our life, and we are living in that purpose and fulfilling God's call on our life. Let me wrap this up with just a few statements, kind of review kind of what we've covered. Listen to these statements in reference to living with abundant purpose. God's power accomplishes infinitely more than we can imagine or even think. God is able and willing to bring purpose with abundance. God's power lives and works in us. All glory belongs to God, and his power is in us to have abundant purpose. God promises us that we are already filled with power and that we already have attained victory in our life. Purpose and abundance go together. So thank you for listening in. I hope this has been a blessing to you. I have thoroughly enjoyed this podcast, and I am excited about it as we continue into this series dealing with living with purpose. And I know that God wants us to have so much. He promised us, and there's no limits on what God can do for us and will do for us. So with that, let's pray. Father, thank you once again for this podcast. I pray blessings upon it, blessing upon those who've listened to it. Father, may they receive your strength, your power, Lord, and walk in your purpose abundantly, Father. We thank you for that now. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, if you'd like to know more about the Quality Christian Living Podcast, you can go to my webpage at davidcfriendauthor.com. And when you get there, that front screen that pulls right up there, there's a link to all my podcasts. And I mention this every podcast because there's so many topics that we've covered over the last 3 years. This is the 310th podcast, and that's been done in just a little over 3 years. And God has just blessed it so much, and I'm so excited about that. And there's topics on there about finances. There's topics on how to deal life with with power and strength. There's podcasts there dealing with faith and dealing with miracles. And we teach on the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, manifestation of the Holy Spirit. You know, I've been a pastor for many, many years. And so I look at this podcast as I would if I would be speaking to a congregation. And when you speak to a congregation, you share your faith and you share your teachings with them to help them complete their life to live a quality Christian life. So that's what Quality Christian Living is about. We'll continue on this series until the Holy Spirit tells me to do otherwise as we continue to talk about living with life with purpose and with God's blessing. So in addition to that, if you would like to subscribe to my podcast, you can do that by going to cpnshows.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. As we move on in this series dealing with living with purpose, the next podcast is entitled Purpose Brings Abundance. And now we just talked about living with abundant purpose, so I kind of felt like we need to kind of stay on track with that, but look a little closer at questions like what is abundant purpose, even a little closer, and what was Jesus saying about abundance, and can our purpose bring abundant living, and if it can, how can it? Because I know a lot of people saying, well, it's nice to say that, it's nice to think about that, and yet how can that really happen to our life? So we're going to get into that. There's some new scriptures the Lord's given me, and I believe the Lord has something very special planned for this next podcast that we're coming up. Thank you once again for listening in. You know, before I close, I just feel led by the Spirit to make sure that everyone here who's listening in knows Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So before I close this, I just want to ask a question. Do you know for sure where you're going to spend eternity? Are you going to be in heaven? Are you going to be in hell? Are you just not sure? You just don't know. Well, you don't have to leave this podcast with questions about where you'll spend eternity. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, if you're willing to accept Him as Lord and Savior, and you want more out of life than what you've got, and you're not a Christian, you've never given your life to Him, then just pray this prayer with me. It'll be short and sweet, but it needs to be said in order with a pure heart, a sincere heart. Just say, Heavenly Father, I need a Savior. I need you to touch me. I tried to live life on my own. It hasn't worked very well. So now I come to you, and I ask that you would help me and give me strength. I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son, and that He was crucified, dead, and buried, and that He resurrected, and He's sitting beside you now in heaven. But I've sinned. I don't deserve your forgiveness, but forgive me. Heavenly Father, forgive me for my sins. I promise to serve you. I receive you as my Lord and Savior, and I claim that I'll live a life filled with your power and your strength. Help me to live that life, and I promise to do my best to serve you the rest of my life. For I receive you now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I just felt really led to say that because I don't want to miss an opportunity when the Holy Spirit quickens my heart, because you don't know. There may be 1,000 people listening in. There may be 50 people listening in. But if there's just one that wasn't sure of their relationship with Christ, then I wanted to be sure that that was settled. And if you prayed that, go find a good church. Get a Bible. Get a Bible that's easy to read, like a New Living Translation or an NIV Bible, New International Version, one that will be easier for you to read. Get into a good Bible preaching church. I believe you should study the Psalms and the Proverbs, but for daily living, I think the book of Romans is my favorite, so I would encourage you to pick that up. But do get to church, find a good church, and serve God. So with that, I would just want to sign off with a blessing, and once again, thank all of you for listening into this podcast. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may His face shine upon you. May He be gracious to you and give you peace. May you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So until next time, may God richly bless you. Thank you for listening to our podcast entitled Living with Abundant Purpose, podcast number 310. Thank you for listening to Quality Christian Living. I'm your host, David Friend. May God richly bless you. See you next time.